USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Nearly 28,000 people have died due to COVID-19 in the U.S. as the senator's top Democrat proposed a $30 billion nationwide coronavirus testing program. President Trump said new guidelines to reopening the economy will be announced on Thursday. He also said Abbott Labs developed an antibody test that will determine if someone has had COVID-19 and potentially developed immunity.
The company says these tests could be available to screen up to 20 million people in a matter of weeks.
He was asked about those printed coronavirus stimulus checks that will be going out bearing his signature.
I don't know where they're going, how they're going. I do understand it's not delaying anything, and I'm satisfied with that.
Ohio's Republican Governor Mike DeWine said his state won't open up normally until there's a vaccine. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signed an executive order to expand state unemployment office hours. He also used state and donated funds and created a way to help illegal immigrants.
A total of $125 million to provide individual assistance of $500 and household assistance up to $1,000 for those individuals that are quite literally putting themselves on the line and helping support this economy and those most in need.
Elizabeth Warren is throwing her support for Joe Biden after getting out of the presidential race more than a month ago.
Joe Biden will lead a government that works for the American people.
Her endorsement follows Bernie Sanders and former President Barack Obama this week. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 445 points, the S&P down 62, and the Nasdaq fell 122 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Attorney General William Barr says the government may not impose restrictions on religious gatherings across the country. USA's John Clemens reports.
Mr. Barr issued the general guidance that included social distancing suggestions from health officials, but declared the Constitution does not allow our religious liberties to be trampled on now that would not be tolerated under normal circumstances. I spoke to Matt Staver of the Liberty Council if Mr. Barr's guidance brought any clarity to the issue.
You know, it brought only general information. What we really need to see is the Department of Justice taking real action in specific cases, and I hope that they get involved specifically. Giving general guidance is nice, but we really need to see some action. I'm glad that this is hopefully the first of many times we're going to hear from the Department of Justice.
I'm John Clemens.
Home baking is becoming such a popular pastime during the coronavirus pandemic that baker's yeast, normally a common ingredient, has become scarce in the United States. With Facebook and Instagram feeds filled with pictures of home-baked breads and cookies and cakes, companies that produce the yeast report it's hard to keep up with the surging demand. Meanwhile, the companies that market and sell yeast directly to consumers like King Arthur Flour and Bob's Red Mill are out of stock and have sent notices to their customers asking for patience. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.